As we explore the higher chakras, we may experience more freedom to imagine and expand beyond the limits of the physical world. This requires both our left and right brain to communicate and work together. Our left brain is responsible for our logic, reasoning, math, and words, while our right brain is responsible for creativity, imagination, music, and feelings. Throughout our day, the two sides of our brain take turns being active. Sometimes our logical side is at work, and other times our creative side. Ida and Pingala are the two energy currents which travel up and down our spine, crisscrossing the main current, Sushumna. These currents actually extend to the brow and then to each nostril. Ida represents our moon energy. This current begins and ends at the left nostril, but is linked to the right creative brain. It is gentle in nature, cooling, calming, and nourishing. Our right side is our passive and feminine side. Pingala represents our sun energy. This current begins and ends at the right nostril, but is controlled by the logical left brain. It is strong, energizing, and powerful. Our left side is our active and masculine side. The chakra system is a map for the journey of your life. The seven rainbow colors represent everything that is possible. Now let's journey through the sixth chakra. Sit comfortably. Be mindful your spine and lower body are supported and free of discomfort. Take a moment to find the best position for you, so you're comfortable, relaxed, and alert. Take a deep inhale through your nose. Notice all the parts of your body receive that breath. As you exhale, observe the sense of relaxation. Let go of any tension, especially in your face and jaw. Notice which nostril is more open or active in this particular moment. Is it the right side or the left? If they're both pretty equal, then both your left and right brain are active at this time. Ajna is the sixth chakra, our brow center, and is located between the eyebrows and is often referred to as our third eye. The brow center is associated with clairvoyance, intuition, and imagination. The brow chakra guides our dreams, our insights, our view of the world, and our place in it. Its color is indigo and its element light. Ajna means to perceive and command. As we visualize and focus on certain images, we're more able to make them a reality. Unfortunately, this applies to both positive and negative images. Whatever you give your attention and energy will manifest. Be mindful what you attract with your thoughts. The sixth chakra is about seeing. Seeing more than with our earthly eyes, but instead having a deep understanding, perception, and insight. Continue to breathe deeply and bring a positive image about yourself or your future to mind. When the sixth chakra is out of balance, we may have nightmares, hallucinations, difficulty concentrating, or obsessions. Or we may have a lack of imagination, skepticism, denial, or insensitivity. But when the brow chakra is balanced, we have good memory, strong intuition, active imagination, and a healthy life vision. Let's continue to explore the vision of our third eye. Practicing visualizations helps us withdraw from our senses, establish concentration, and prepare for meditation. Close your eyes and breathe. As we focus our attention today, allow your thought to be like a continuous stream of oil being poured. There's no beginning and no ending, just a steady stream of subtle movement. allow your thoughts to be steady and focused. Your mind may wander, and that's okay. Simply acknowledge the outside thought and come back to your point of focus. Light and color play a key role in stimulating the sixth chakra. Imagine a single image. It can be anything which brings you joy and happiness. Allow your image to be full of color. See the colors brighten and become more vibrant. As you continue to breathe, keep your mind focused on that single image. Exercise your ability to concentrate. Maybe silently repeat to yourself, "I see. I see. I see." You will notice your ability to focus on a single point get longer the more you practice. Take a deep breath in, but focus on trying to breathe only through your left nostril and then out through your left nostril. Notice the calming moon energy of Ida. Now explore the sun energy of Pingala and breathe only through your right nostril. Maybe use the ring finger and thumb of your right hand to experiment channeling the air or prana in one nostril and out the other. Notice which one is easier to facilitate the breathing. This is called Nadi Shodhana, or alternate nostril breathing. Return to breathing with both nostrils. Take a few deep and meaningful breaths, bringing awareness to both sides. Slowly allow the present moment back into your thoughts. Take a deep breath and notice your mind, refreshed like a clean slate. Our greatest ideas manifest when we are both relaxed and alert with a clear mind. Practice a little visualization each day to not only sharpen your mind, but attract what you desire in life. With the palms of your hands touching, allow your thumbs to make contact with your brow center. With your eyes closed, allow your gaze to turn inward and upward. Intuition and insight reside at your third eye, and when your energy is flowing freely, this area is awakened. The beauty in me sees the beauty in you. Namaste.